the parasha, not my word, but you should be aware that there's a very, very important concept that drew us to the Hebrew culture and the parasha, and the yeshiva world in France. They waited in this Hebrew culture, but I think that just creates problems. There's a solvent problem. And that is, Jeff Walker points out that we never view the Torah as whitewashing the avos. Sometimes the Torah also mentions the mistakes of the avos in order that we learn from those mistakes. And that's nothing wrong, saying that the avos made a mistake. It is something that we can really learn from. And what he wants to posit is based on a diuk in a Midrash Rabbah. And as Rabba compared Yaakov and Esau, Mashal v'hadas v'cholach, I'm not talking about Zubu Hanarim, Mashal v'hadas v'cholach sh'nita'am the Makom Echad, Kevan sh'ishilu v'hafriach, v'zeh notain recho, v'zeh mosi koso. When they grow, then this one you see is a hadas, and this one is the added thorn. The Ka, Yaakov v'Esau, Holchu the Beit HaSefer Zeitzeh, V'chadru Beit HaSefer Zeitzeh. Shmuel Hirsch says that certainly everyone agrees that Esav had a problem. He had a Yisrahar. No one disagrees. It's clear that Yisrahar was still pregnant by Yisrahar Habanim de Kirba, that Esav had a yearning for Avodah Zarah. However, that same Rashi also points out, by Zuh HaNarim, that until the age of 13, it was hardly mocked between Yaakov and Esau. So how do we still go hand in hand? Esau has his Yisrahara. He's born all hairy and red. Right? He's called Esau. Everyone recognizes he has the Yisrahara. So how, you know, what happens for 13 years? So Kaneh, my humble opinion, the person of the study. For 13 years, Esau controlled the Yisrahara, which was really a tremendously difficult task, because we say a person had a Yisrahara hope. So 13 years, that he was really emotional Ruchav for 13 years. He really, really had a problem. And he worked on his problem, and for 13 years he controlled it, and then, boom, right after Bar Mitzvah, he went to Beit Avodah Zarah. After Rashi points out, at age of 13, that's Zeh Parash Beit Avodah Zarah, Zeh Parash Yeshiva Shoshen Zaheda. So, what it means is that even though Esav had a Yisrahara, he was able to control it. So what happened at the age of 13? So Hirsch says, what happened at the age of 13 was the result of what happened between the age of 5 and 13. And what happened between the age of 5 and 13? Was told the Beit HaSefer Zemzeh, the Chazu the Beit HaSefer Zemzeh. The Yitzchak and Rivka gave Yaakov and Esau the same education. They gave them the same education. And then, that was the crucial fall. Hanoch Hanor al Pi Darko. So you can't raise Esau to be a Kohen. It's not going to go. The education was a success for Yaakov. They raised one of the others. Can you picture having a child and raising to one of the others? It means that you're a success in education. They succeeded in Yaakov's education by trying to educate Esav in the exact same way, in the exact same school, in the same class, with the same rebbe, the same expectation. Esav broke. And so the creation of Esav, Ish Yodeh Asayit, Ish Sadeh, that unfortunately, according to Hirsch, was the creation of Yitzchak and Rivka unwittingly, which is the showcase, the bonus, however you want to view it, the disaster. In other words, that they didn't realize what would be the result of trying to put Yaakov and Esav into the same mold. And they thought stuff also. Everyone agrees that emotional Baruch was greater than a Chasim Baruch. Esav was emotional Baruch. That's the Rambam in Shmona Brachim. So Esav had the potential to be Gaga, I know it's up there. Yitzchak viewed that in terms of the brachos and b'chule. However, you have to be very, very, very careful in terms of education. So Yitzchak is not, you know, it's nothing of mine to call her. With your children, be very, very careful. But your mechanchim, you have to realize be very, very careful. You can't put the same way that your kids in the same class. You know, they shouldn't be in the same class to begin with. Right? So you can be the parents, take this kid out of the school. It doesn't belong here, it's the wrong place, or in Mechulei. But they weren't at Cheshbonah. And the Pasha is looking at Cheshbonah. So you as the mechanach have to be the one that's going to be able to tell this kid, look, I only want you to memorize these four sukkim and then go out and play ball. You're only going to come back and tell me about how your ball was going to play and what the sukkim. So you have to realize. And then everyone is going to grow up to be don't sure change it. The kid has potential. You work on his potential. But it's a very, very, very thin line that a person has to walk to know how to be able to deal with different kids in different matters. just tell you that, I was Shiva BMJ, so it's very difficult for my life, that when I went to meet you students, that what I tried to do was that I tell myself, this is the stance that I have. Can any of my teachers teach this kid? And that's how I think the kids. In other words, I think kids, okay, I came back and said, okay, Rabbi X, these are 10 kids for you, they'll be in your shiur, it makes sense. And I'm like, oh, these kids are going to be in your shiur, these kids are going to be in your shiur, these kids are going to be in your shiur. Because otherwise, what are you going to do? You're going to have some teaching. In other words, that could be both sides. In other words, the kid could be, have potential that I don't have a teacher who can deal with that sort of potential. And then a kid could have a problem. I don't have a teacher who can deal with that sort of a problem. I know, these are problems. It's very important. Don't think that if you have, it's a shame, you have 12 children, you might send all 12 to the same school. Maybe if you live in Oregon, you have no alternative. But if you live in a place where there's more than one school, you have to realize that Baruch Hashem is more than one school, and there's more than one Shevet, and kids are different, and they have to be taught. It's very, very important. Okay, that's really interesting. I don't want to say anything else, but that was taken away from Rabbi Kimball. So it's really good at that.